I said, are you ready to rock?
I'm ready to roll.
Hey, it's Get Geekish, another podcast. It's Derek and Beto here, coming at you from Get Geekish Studios here at my front office bedroom.
What? Hey, dude, you should have made it like on location. We're in your imagination. We're in wherever you want us to be.
Yeah, we're in Cybertron.
We're in the sound waves, man.
Anyway, thanks for joining us once again. As always, please follow us on the socials at Get Geekish. We'll have to follow the other geeky happenings that are going on in the world. And today we're talking about live action remakes. And if there was any way for me to make air quotes in the air on a podcast, I would have put them around live action.
Air quotes in the air, on air, in the airwaves.
It's so meta, bro.
Before we go any further, I have to say that we did that Never Ending Challenge last week, and it's still in my head.
Yes, just, it is.
Just after throwing that out there.
We jumped on there, and we took the challenge from Millie Bobby Brown and did a little lip sync with the Never Ending Story and the Stranger Things finale.
I've had dreams. Anyway, yes, the quote-unquote live-action remakes, which you made the comment when I brought this up that even rom-coms anymore aren't live action. Everything is done in front of a green screen, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point of the thing. Because a lot of people are throwing around the term with the remake of The Lion King, which comes out next week, Disney's remake of it. And they're calling it the live action remake of The Lion King. The entire movie is CGI.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a person, I'm assuming, not a person in the movie. They're all animals.
If there is a person in the movie, they're going to be really out of place.
And so just the fact that it's been pointed out that people, that's not the correct term for it, because live action involves real people, animals, not models or anything drawn by a computer. But if you look at most movies now, everything has some CGI on it. Mm-hmm. You look at the latest Avengers movie, that was probably 85% CGI and animation with a few actors roaming around in it.
I'd say maybe 95%.
Yeah. You even look at simple romantic comedies and simple movies that are just basic. They have CGI where they're taking wrinkles out of people's skin, where they're changing colors of backgrounds, they're moving stuff out of the background, they're putting product placement in or out of things. You look at the credits of a movie and you see all the stars roll through, and then you see the really small text with the lots and lots of names, like, oh, there's 37 people that were responsible for shadowing the CGI things. Oh, and there's a team of 47 people that were responsible for the color blue. Okay.
Well, and the funny thing is, too, is even with all the technology that we have in rom-coms, you can tell when they're in front of a green screen and it's obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks so out of place. And we had the conversation after we saw Dumbo,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of people loved. Us.
Yeah, I was not blown away by Dumbo, but I was not blown away by the original Dumbo either. So.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, when we watched it, yes, it's a CGI elephant, blah, 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 but how out of place did it look when it was flying around with a human on its back, quote-unquote a human?
It was so awkward looking.
I mean, the movie wasn't magical as it is, but sometimes when they do bad CGI, it just takes you out of the experience in general.
Uh-huh. And I do appreciate that they're trying to make it look like with the Mary Poppins Returns. That was obvious CGI and animation mixing there because they were doing it to make it look like the original one.
Right.
And it made perfect sense.
Yep.
And the Avengers movies, yeah, we're expecting CGI because we know you can't film giant lasers coming out of somebody's eyes.
Well, you might be able to.
It's the nature of the beast. So just getting over that thing of calling things live action remakes makes me cringy. Can I use that word? I'm hip with the kids.
Well, the thing is, so I've heard a couple rumors why Disney keeps doing this.
Because they're making money?
Well, that's not a rumor. That's obvious. One rumor is because the rights are coming up on some of these older animation movies, so they're trying to renew the contracts with them or whatever, I guess. The other one is one that I sent you that somebody did research saying that they're doing it because Disney doesn't want to take chances on original stories because they have the studios like Marvel and Fox that they bought that are under their wing. They have all these other studios to go ahead and do the original stories or do the superhero movies and continue those. And Disney's fine just rehashing the same stories because they know that people will pay money for them.
If they want to take a chance, they can buy another studio and let that studio take a chance and still get all the money from it.
Exactly. And to me, I don't know, that kind of takes the magic out of Disney. You know, the 90s were the heyday of, I mean, I guess they still weren't original stories, but they were putting their own spin on stories.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just, remember that animation you loved? We added a couple more scenes, and it's with real people.
The one thing that this could be tinfoil hatting here of the marketing genius in the sense of they're also capitalizing on this generation that we happen to be a part of that is gaga over nostalgia.
That's true.
Because I would bet that a good portion of the revenue from these modern remakes of the classics are from people that are not children.
Well,
a lot of them are taking their kids to see it, but it's I like you said, I don't think a lot of younger children are seeing these Disney remakes and it's becoming this part of them. It's like, oh yeah, I saw a movie. Okay, cool, yeah.
Well, it might be. It might be, you know, like, oh, I grew up with the original movie on this one and Disney's making a new generation of movies. Mm. But again, I don't know. Like with Aladdin, to me, it didn't need to be done. It was a beautiful movie. Will Smith was better than I thought he was going to be in it, even though his blue genie looked a little out of place.
You'll say Will Smith's blue genie looked out of place.
Did. But the chemistry between Aladdin and Jasmine was very flat. The story was kind of slow, and Jafar, they took all the magic out of him and made him just this generic villain that you didn't fear for. So, I don't know. We
do have at least a small window of more of these to look forward to. Because Lion King comes out next week. Then shortly thereafter, we have Maleficent Mistress of Evil, which we already saw the Maleficent remake, which I thought was a fairly decent movie.
So, okay, pause on that because that's the topic I was going to bring up. Sleeping Beauty, okay, was a good animation.
Mm-hmm.
Maleficent, as much as I don't like the movie because they took an awesome villain and made it just generic, they at least attempted something original where they were like, let's give this villain a backstory. That I'm fine with.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to give Jafar his own story, make him a little bit more lively and punny, but do it.
You know, I do wonder if something like that could be on the way, because Maleficent obviously did well for them. They're doing a sequel.
Yeah.
They have that Descendants TV show about the offspring of all the evil queens and stuff like that. And that seems to be doing well with the real kids by how many times I've had to listen to that soundtrack this week.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that could be the jumping point of like how to make original content. Okay, we're not going to stray too far. Let's just give the other side of the story or a different tale along things. Like, you could follow the Star Wars route. They can do Solo a Star Wars story. Why can't they do First Mate Smee, a Peter Pan story? Like,
I would rather prefer, like, what they did with Hook in the 90s, except don't remake Hook. Don't take that I just said remake Hook. Do not remake Hook.
You Hollywood's can't. Listening all
no,
the time.
No, don't do it. Well, and we've talked about, like, sequels in the past. Like, how many is too many?
Mm.
Like, we look at The Sandlot, which is a great movie, and then they did, like, The Sandlot 2 and 3, which I never saw, but did they need to be done?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I mean, you could ask that about Land Before Time 3 through 15. Like,
is there really any of them? Jeez Louise.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Back to our Disney movie list here, just since we're on that tangent.
Yep.
2020, we have the Mulan remake coming out, which, by the trailer, looks pretty good.
And I know a lot of people are upset. Well, I was one of those people that was joking around, like, where's Mushu? But if you put a CGI dragon in this kind of dramatic story as it is, it'd feel out of place.
Yeah, yeah.
And then apparently there's going to be no singing in it, which, again, I feel like that might feel out of place if they did sing in it. So, I don't
know.
Yeah,
because it's a fairly serious topic. I mean, it's... Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to step on any toes. We'll go with that. But December of 2020, there's also going to be a Cruella movie.
Really?
But I'm confused because they already did a live-action remake of 101 Dalmatians and 102 Dalmatians with Glenn Close, both of which I thought were not terribly good.
Right.
But here they are again doing another Cruella movie.
But this one's going to focus on, like, the rise of Cruella?
This is the origin story of Cruella de Vil. Emma Stone is set to play the villain.
What?
When she's younger, of course.
No, I know. I'm just... It might work, yeah.
Who knows? Okay. Then they've got a Peter Pan remake coming out after that.
So wait, this is like, because they just released Pan a few years ago, which
Pan was
awful.
A few years. They had Peter Pan, the live action make of like the late 90s.
Which was also awful.
And then they had Finding Neverland, which is a really good movie.
Yeah, but that's
wasn't
more
really
this,
Peter Pan per se.
Yeah.
But
they
had
Hook, which is amazing.
Mm, so all those coming out. So there's, again, the back of it, how many is too many? They're also in the works a Tink live action remake.
Why? So wait, they're going to do a Peter Pan movie and then I'm assuming it's about Tinkerbell?
Yeah.
Tink? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which, it, who knows? Maybe they'll do some magic out of it happen on there, because
I kind of would prefer Smee over Tink.
I am kind of jazzed they're doing a Sword in the Stone remake that's in the works.
See, and that's that kind of thing. Sword in the Stone came out, what, in the 40s?
It was 1963.
63? Oh, geez.
I feel like once a movie has been out for 50 years, it's fair game for a remake.
Yeah.
Like, not all the remakes, no, they don't all need to be done. Don't get me wrong there. It's not like free game. But after it's been that long, I think that's enough time that's passed. Like, okay, you know, two or three generations have passed on. Let's make a new version of this.
So are you ready for The Last Starfighter to be remade?
I want it to be, but I'll have to do it justice. Also, Pinocchio in the works. Rose Red, or Snow White, as you may know her. And then, because of how much we loved the Cinderella remake, there's also a Prince Charming movie in the works.
Why? Some characters don't need to be... Okay, so the Cinderella movie was not good, in my honest opinion.
Yeah.
We watch it. Eh. Then they did the Beauty and the Beast one, which was like, okay, that one added a little bit more depth to the story. Still, I have my issue with that story, but...
But Prince Charming, come on. Like, I know he was the iconic thing, but as much crap as people give Disney movies for all the female heroines being damsels in distress and horrible, the Prince Charming and the lot of princes that saved him were probably some of the most boring characters in storytelling history.
Where's our side movie, our spinoff of the prince from Sleeping Beauty? Mm-hmm. At least he had some depth to him.
Mm-hmm.
Prince Charming, I agree, is just kind of like...
I'm rich and you're my wife.
I found this shoe that's impossible. Nobody fits anybody else.
I have nothing better to do than to touch the feet of every woman in the kingdom.
Why? Because I am the prince.
Then there's a Little Mermaid remake.
Right.
Which...
I'm excited.
People are
about.
Up in arms about Halle Berry being... Or Halle Bailey.
Yeah.
I made that mistake the first time I read it,
I did too. When I read that, I was like, what?
But I mean, at least she's a good singer, because some of the remakes that they had singing in have not had the greatest
singers. I'm excited because of the powerhouse that's behind this now, where people are throwing their hat into the ring, where Terry Crews wants to be King Triton. I'm like, yes, do that, please.
Oh, my. Oh, boy.
He photoshopped himself as it and sent it and tweeted. I was like, please make this happen.
So according to that these websites I've read, those are the in-the-works Disney remakes that are coming up.
The quote-unquote live actions.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, there's something to be said about when you actually watch a movie that is filmed on location and doesn't have a lot of CGI in it. I kind of miss those days of when, you know, they made the mistake. You're like, oh, there was the sound kid running in the background, but this is a good movie.
Yeah, and it's... It's, you know, different strokes for different folks, but we were entertained by plenty of movies that were in the 60s and 70s, 80s that had horrible effects.
Yep.
I mean, think of all the TV shows in the 50s and 60s. Every time they were in a car, you just saw them sitting at a steering wheel, and you saw this, like, grainy black and white video going behind them and going down the street, like, at different speeds.
Well, look at the effects of Land of the Lost. Like, it was entertaining, but you're like, come on.
As long as you know what's going through. I mean, go back to the Doctor Who seasons. That's some true. Of the effects on those were off. Even the Eccleston years, right. Like the effects were downright embarrassing if you look at it in certain lights.
Well,
but it was still a good story that went with it. It didn't matter.
And maybe the thing is, like, people are like, well, I'm paying, you know, $10, $11, $12 a ticket. I want some good effects, which I get. But there's also...
I would take, you know, spend another couple of weeks on making sure that story fits than having more special effects.
Like Michael Bay movies?
Yeah.
Transformers?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing, too, is like, even you look back at The Matrix, which was a good story, good special effects, and some of them might be kind of dated now, but, I mean, movies that are coming out now are going to be dated here in, like, 10 years. You're going to watch them and go, man, Thor's hammer looks like a piece of styrofoam flying through space.
Well, I remember when Terminator 2 first came out, that was like the end of, oh my God, look at these graphics. That guy can put in a molten steel. This is amazing.
That's
and you watch it
up,
now
man.
And you're like, that's still a good movie, but the effects do not hold up.
Oh, yes, they do.
Not on an HD TV.
Terminator 1 effects do not hold up. Where you're like, that's a puppet.
Okay, your homework is to go watch Terminator 2 on a big screen TV.
I did. I just did. Mm-hmm. I just watched it, and it was still great.
I'm not saying it's not great. I love the movie. I'm saying the effects, if you pay attention to them, they're not good.
Well, here's the thing, too, is you know what's funny is...
They were groundbreaking
yeah.
at the time. Now, not good.
Here's what's funny is I was watching... What was I watching? I was watching some 90s movie recently, and they had the graphics, and I was like, it's funny to watch these, and it's just like playing old school video games. Like, at one point, we thought this was the greatest, and now that we're spoiled with all these high def things, we're like, eh.
Like, really? That's awful. So, T2 comment I just made.
Yeah. So with the with these live action, quote unquote live action, like, do you? Because my personal opinion, I wish Disney would take a chance. And it seems like even Pixar's kind of falling off at taking a chance. You know, they're doing Toy Story 4. I think they have other sequels coming out for their other stories. But like, Up was a great original story,
mm-hmm.
quote unquote original.
Yeah.
You know, Toy Story when it first came out. Great.
Well, they are throwing a few of them in there because that's what I wonder about, if they're trying to just placate the nostalgia factor and then slowly introduce whoever and see what sticks, because even things like The Incredibles and Bolt, they have some new ones to throw in there, and they're not all the movies, but they've thrown a few of them in there, and anything that sticks, then maybe that'll go on to the future or something like that.
Let's see, Coco is the last quote-unquote original Disney Pixar movie that I can think.
Big Hero 6?
Coco came out after that.
That's true, yeah.
But that's the thing is, like, I wish that, and I mean, we've had this argument for, I've seen people argue about this constantly, is you go to your library, there's tons of great movie material right there, but yet they seem to keep rehashing the same stories. I think there's another Freddy versus Jason coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do we need that? No.
So the upcoming Pixar movies, one of them is Onward.
Which seems original. That okay, I will get that one. Looks good.
That one actually looks pretty entertaining. Of the aliens and that's like the sci-fi land, right?
Yeah, like yeah. Unicorns and stuff.
And then they have another one called Soul. And all I have is who it's directed by and a picture of the logo. It's got no idea what it's about.
is Pixar part of Disney anymore? Kind of, or no? Not really.
Yeah, I think so.
So maybe Disney's just counting on them to do original stuff, and they're like, yeah, let's do live action remakes.
Yeah. Well, since we've kind of beaten that horse a little bit, how about we stretch outside of Disney a little bit? Because thanks to the internet, we have this Ranker site that has a list of the best live action remakes of animated films. So we can gloss over the Disney. On the list on here, Beauty and the Beast is number one, which hurts a little bit. Mowgli, Legend of the Jungle is number two, which I thought was surprisingly good. When they said they were redoing the Jungle Book, I'm like, seriously?
Well, hold on. Isn't Mowgli the one that went directly straight to Netflix? Because Jungle Book was the remake.
Oh, right.
So Mowgli is the one that was like the direct sequel to it that went to Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Can't say I ever watched it. Christian Bale's in it.
Oh.
Dumbo, number three. Peter Pan, number four. Well, there's the Jungle Book at number five.
Yeah, okay.
Peter Pan was the Jason Isaacs one from 2003. It was...
Wasn't that the one where, like, I do believe in fairies, I do, and they had to, like, clap?
That was Hook.
No. I mean, you had to still had to clap and Hook, but the I do believe in fairies was such an over-the-top cheesy, anyway.
Yeah, okay, 101 Dalmatians with Glenn Close, then Cinderella, your favorite, then Maleficent, then 102 Dalmatians, then Alice in Wonderland, then Snow White and the Huntsman. Here we go, non-Disney, Scooby-Doo 2, Monsters Unleashed.
That was a stupid fun movie.
Mm-hmm. I thought that the Scooby-Doo ones, they reminded me of the Brady Bunch redos, and the fact that they took this cheesy storyline and then
embraced it,
had some fun with it while they were doing it.
I mean, they're like, yeah, the dog doesn't look real, but hey, it's still fun. Honestly, I would put that a lot higher than a lot of those.
Yep.
Because Snow White and the Huntsman was...
And then Pete's Dragon was next. That was actually a decent movie.
Was it?
And it was a Disney movie originally, but they sold off the rights to do the remake of it for this one that came out in 2016.
Mm.
But the original one was just kind of weird and creepy as a kid. It was a cartoon dragon, so I liked it. Didn't really read the subtext of what it was about.
Oh, yeah.
And this new one was in your face with hostile parenting situations.
Child abuse.
Yeah.
And
then there was the Charlotte's Web live-action remake.
Okay, that one was decent.
Yeah, it was okay. Oz the Great and Powerful, Snow White, Cinderella Story, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Cat in the Hat.
I'm surprised Cat in the Hat was on there, because I've never seen it, but I know it got lambasted for being so awful, and like,
yeah,
everybody made fun of Mike Myers for it.
Yeah, and Pan rounds out the rest of this list on there right now.
How is Pan on that list when I'm pretty sure it has a horrible tomato ranking? And
I'm pretty sure by this time people are just trying to think of other live-action movies. Live action remakes, I should say.
Okay, well, okay, since Hollywood just keeps remaking stuff, we already know that. We've talked about that in the past. What animation would you like to see live action?
Mask. No, I'm serious. On Instagram, maybe I was following like Plastic Man or something like that, and he posted some CGI pictures that somebody photoshopped. You let me know what you're thinking of, and I'll see if I can find this so I can.
Well, I don't know. You just threw me off because I was expecting you to do like an animation movie, and you just threw out a cartoon. So now, hey, why isn't Ninja Turtles on there? The 90s.
I guess those ones count as live action.
Yeah. Games. The 90s Ninja Turtles?
But they weren't remakes of other movies. They were remakes of a cartoon show, which is what the Mask thing would be. So that would probably be why they're not on the list.
Stellar.
Because there wasn't an animated Ninja Turtles movie until after the live-action ones came out. Natalie, so the animated would have been the remake of the live-action to animated. Whoa!
Well, that always confused me, too, because the Ninja Turtles movie in the 90s was good, even though you know you could tell they're in latex suits and everything like that, but it was good. The Michael Bay ones, why couldn't you just use the latex suit technology and put that in the movie, because that would have looked a lot better than the weird deformities that we had. But
okay, so here was Plastic Man 1984 had some CGI pictures, and it looked like he put the guy that played Two-Face in The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah, okay.
As Matt Tracker and Bradley Cooper as Brad Turner.
All right.
See, I would be down for that. I think Mask is one of my favorite underrated cartoons of the 80s.
One image that's going around right now is they want, well, somebody wants a King of the Hill movie.
Oh, God.
And they did the characters that would each play him, and like Tom Hanks was Hank Hill. I was like, okay. And then Boomhauer was Matthew McConaughey. I was like, that works. And then was it Dale, the guy with the red hat? Was Neil Patrick Harris. I was like, this kind of works.
You know, I was going to throw you in the, under the bus for that one, but that actually sounds kind of entertaining.
I would watch it. Watch it. Tom Hanks go, damn it, Bobby. Propane.
You know what's going to happen, though? We're going to get like a Snorks movie before anything like this happens.
Do the Smurfs not count as live action? I guess that's a TV show that went into a movie.
Yeah.
But Scooby-Doo was on there.
But there were Scooby-Doo movies.
There's... what about a Care Bears movie? That'd probably just be creepy. Unless they did like the Ted technology where they made it look like that.
That they'd have to do. Because if they did a Care Bears remake and it looked anything like... Oh, I'm just having nightmares now.
Right?
I'm just picturing like the same way it was filmed for like Cinderella and... what was the singing one with the... Into the Woods.
Oh, okay.
Like everything's super dark and dreary. I just imagine some of these Care Bears sneaking out like, Care Bear, steer!
Somebody shines a flashlight on them, their eyes glow. What are we in? Well, didn't they make like that one animatronic, somebody made that into like a horror movie? That animatronic banana gang thing, whatever it was?
The animatronic banana gang? Bananas and pajamas?
No, not bananas and pajamas. Anyway,
that could be a horror or a different kind of
It wasn't like the Chuck E. Cheese. It was the other animatronic something. Anyway, whatever.
Was you thinking of Five Nights at Freddy's?
No, but it's kind of like that from the 80s. Oh, my brain. Sometimes I hate it.
Yeah, it happens.
Anyway, I mean, but this thing is like we have, you know, some stories coming out, like Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark is coming out. Based off of a book, which I'm excited about. I think they need to do more of that, and especially since they have the budgetary and behind it and the studios that can back it, they could take a lot of these stories and actually do them justice, unlike what they did with Ender's Game and stuff like that.
That's what I don't understand about Hollywood. Like, everyone wants to have to make it their own thing. We've got to change things about it. There's a lot of great books and series of books out there that it's literally a screenplay that is put together for you. Like, just follow the book. Because guess what? People are going to know what's happened. Who cares? Have we not learned from fandoms? Let's say Avengers movie. How many people do you know that have seen multiple Avengers movies multiple times?
A lot.
Despite the fact that, oh, I know what happens. I'm not going to waste my time. I already know that he snaps at the end of it. I'm worthless. Like, that's not how things work anymore. Like, Netflix binges is top people think. People will watch television seasons on repeat.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how many times my wife's watched The Office. She says only like three times, and I'm like, no.
And you go back to the late 90s and early 2000s, that's what the bank of sitcoms was. They had to make everything a cliffhanger because that was the only reason people would come back to TV, because they have to find out what happens next. No, if it's good, they'll just watch it over and over and over again.
Well, I mean, how many books have you read where you had done, you're like, that was a really good book. That'd be a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, even with the books that, like, The Da Vinci Code,
mm-hmm.
that would have been an amazing movie, even though people knew the twist of it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it justice.
Yeah. I am excited for the Golden Compass TV show they're making.
Because it looks like it'll actually do it justice.
Yeah, because the first movie, the books were amazing. And the movie that came out had its moments, but they really butchered parts of the story, and then it just kind of fizzled away. But
yeah. Well, that and same with video game movies. Like, I saw a thing today that Detective Pikachu is the number one grossing video game movie now, which isn't really saying much because other video game movies have not been good.
What else there? Was it Doom?
Doom was awful.
House of the Dead.
It was stupid fun. Blood Rain was awful. The Super Mario Brothers movie. I enjoy it for what it is, but it has nothing to do with the video game other than the names.
This is true.
Which they're going to remake that. Which
they're going to make another Mario Brothers movie?
Supposedly. Which I'm okay for it. As long as they...
Well, it's just tough, too, because you're trying to make a movie out of that. In a video game, it's one thing because you just try to go through, explain why there's this level of stuff. But it's really tough to put a story into two plumbers that go down the drain to another dimension with a giant turtle that's got an army of mushrooms and small turtles and bullets coming after you and stealing princesses. Like, it's a tough sell to make a legitimate story out of that.
Well, most video games anymore are movie quality. They have that movie story. Like, remember the whole...
If somebody could take Final Fantasy VII and make a just start to finish movie of that,
I mean, there's kind of a movie. There's Final Fantasy VII Advent Children, which is all CGI. So
yeah,
it's
but it's not. It's nothing. It's not the storyline. All right.
Well, I mean, okay. You look at the live action of, I dare say this name, but Last Airbender.
Sorry, I just died a little inside.
Uh-huh. You look at the live action of Dragon Ball, the movie. You look at the live action
Street Fighter 2.
Yeah.
Of Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat was still stupid fun. And they are redeeming it. They're coming out with a new movie. It's actually going to be rated R. And I'm excited because there's actually more story to go with the characters now. Anyway. But... excuse me. You look at those. Last Airbender. Great series. They butchered the movie.
Oh, yeah.
They had the perfect setup to make that a Lord of the Lord of the Rings trilogy,
mm-hmm.
but they ruined it.
Yep.
Dragon Ball has a huge following, and that could have been a powerhouse, but they ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and by the way, is the Banana Splits.
Ah, the Banana Splits. Very different than Bananas and Pajamas.
Yeah, they made that into a horror movie, so.
That sounds awful.
Right up your alley. Anyway, I don't know. There's tons of stuff that I would like to see, quote-unquote, live action, but I guess we kind of got off topic. Like, why are they making these live action? It's just a money grab, and you know we're going to see them. We will,
because
we like movies, but...
And I think that's where when, like, not to keep going back to anything, but Beauty and the Beast, that was one that we both thought was decent for what it was. And what they do, they adapted the actual Broadway musical version of it to put it on screen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you've got a tried and true, like, here's a story that's going to work. Not just say, let's have we'll have the prince and the other guy. They'll fight on the top of the waterfall. Yeah, that'll be good.
That explains why Cats is coming out this Christmas. They made a movie about it.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Hopefully
it goes better than Rent did.
Yeah. Anyway.
So let us know. Hit up Facebook or Instagram and let us know what live action you would like to see. Live action remake. Or just complain about one you hate. That's easy to do.
From what I can tell, Disney is like hit and miss every other or so with their live actions. So Aladdin was... Dumbo was not good. But from what I've seen on the reviews for Lion King is not good.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But I can't... Yeah. I'm starting to take pre-reviews a lot less seriously. Whole other topic, but... Usually I need to trust somebody to see that movie before I'm going to believe reviews anymore, because there's just too many people that are trying to oversell or
bomb things.
You just
gave us a topic for a podcast in the future.
That's what I do. I'm thinking ahead.
Holla.
All right. Let us know. @GetGeekish. Thank you so much for listening and spending a little bit of time with us. And hey, go get geekish with something.